Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
The lights are growing dim. I know a life of crime led me to this sorry fate. And yet, I blame society. Society made me what I am.
That's bullshit. You're a white suburban punk, just like me.
But it still hurts.
You're gonna be all right, man. Maybe not.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to its own needs. Dummies serve your own needs. Speed it up and not speed. Grunt. No strings. Doesn't matter. Starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. Reporters babble Trump, Kevin Cross, look at that, no claim, find them, uh-oh, overflow, population common, do what it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve its own needs, listen to your heart, please, tell me with the rapture and the reverend and the right, right, you patriotic, slam, fight, bright, my feeling, pretty sight,
it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world.
Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself, turn. Locking in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motor best and late. Automotive centerate, light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch your heel crush, crush. Uh-oh, this means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer, steer. A tournament of life. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Yeah.
On abortion, you've been pro-life your entire career.
Yeah.
You've been very staunchly pro-life.
Yeah.
Are there any circumstances in your mind in which an abortion should be legal?
Well, I think sometimes people talk about life of the mother as a situation, Charles. And in my sense is that one of the foundational things America is built on is a respect for life. And so I would say you optimize life. So, for instance, a woman has a tubal pregnancy or something. Well, technically, by my understanding, life begins at conception. So you've technically had conception, but the child doesn't have a chance and will soon kill the mother. Okay, so I would say in those kinds of situations, you try to optimize life. But, you know, my case in this, Charles, has been even if you sort of separate a little of the whole abortion question out, one of the things that I love about this country is the fact that Americans do consider life really important. And it's not because of some theoretical thing that you're on a talk show and somebody asks you about it, but you have September 11th, and you've got these guys that are running into a building that's about to collapse. They find somebody in a wheelchair. They never check their ID or anything like that, or whether they're important. They grab them, and they get them to safety, and they run back and get another one. Same kind of thing that we saw. Ollie North had some footage. You know, he's been right up in the front with cameras taking footage. This is over in Iraq, and there's a Marine, a big guy, and he's got this guy who's wounded over his shoulder, and he's running. The bullets are flying around, and there is a cameraman in a safe position saying, "Hey, that guy that the guy's fatigues are just up, and you can see this is an Iraqi citizen. This isn't a U.S. soldier." He says, "Hey, that's an Iraqi citizen. Why are you risking your life there?" And this Marine turns around and he looks straight into that guy's camera and he said, "Because that's what we do." And that spirit in America, I think, is so important for us to protect that idea of the importance of all of us.
Okay, so if an abortion could be considered in a case of, say, a tubal pregnancy or something like that, what about in the case of rape? Should it be legal or not?
Well, you know, people always want to try and make that as one of those things. Well, how do you slice this particularly tough sort of ethical question? It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist and not attacking the child. Okay.
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver. Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slum. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh, no.
No way.
No,
I've got to go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an asshole.
And I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an Esco.
He's a yo-yo, yo-yo, yo-yo.
I'm an Esco.
He's a yo-yo, yo-yo.
Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an Esco. And carrying on,
down, quarter pounder cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of the Inman Square, and it won't make a lick of difference, because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're going to thaw out the Duke, and he's going to be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's going to be. I'm going to get the Duke and John Cassavetti and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down a deck.
You know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing this song, pal? I'm an asshole.
Yes, I'm fine.
I think he missed.
He was going to kill me.
Shut up, Hitler.
Rory, take Hitler and put him in that cupboard over there. Now, do it.
Right. Putting Hitler in the cupboard.
Cupboard. Hitler, cupboard. Right.
But I am the Führer.
Right. In you go.
Who are you?
Epigraph Chronicles of History. Darth Vader. Versus Adolf Hitler.
I am Adolf Hitler, command of the Third Reich, little known fact, also 2 points to Mike. You are Vader, with your little boots and cape, and helmet to cover up that burnt-ass face. You have the force to move objects. I am a force truly evil, even went back in time and turned you back as a prequel. Could you look at you? You're not even a real person. I preferred you with Spaceballs, the Rick Moranis version.
You can't rhyme against the dark side of the force, why even bother? So many dudes been with your mom, who even knows if I'm your father? You're a pissed off little prick with a Napoleon dick. You call that a mustache? I call that dirty Sanchez on your lip. You bitch, let me remind you who you're messing with. Everything that you did, I'm the motherfucker who invented it. I'm the original Dark Lord, you're like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. My soul troopers make yours look like someone took a piece of shit and cloned it.
You stink, Vader! Your staff smells something sour! You need to wash up, dog! Here, step in my shower! I'll turn all your friends against you, just my speech and sweet haters! Put your lightsaber versus a clan of all your white neighbors!
Suck my robot ball! Now take a step back and let me freeze yours off! A little carbonite bath for your goof stepping ass! We'll call my homeboy in Israel, see who got the last laugh!
An ordinary dinner party. The sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women, aren't they pretty? Look at the way they laugh. They're delightful.
I wonder if the government should return to the gold standard. I think it should. Good. Then we're all agreed.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own.
Debbie, we're going home.
Women, know your limits. Look at the effect of education on a man and a woman's mind. Education passes into the mind of a man. See how the information is evenly and tidily stored. Now see the same thing on a woman. At first we see a similar result. But now look, still at a reasonably low level of education, her brain suddenly overloads. She cannot take in complicated information. She becomes frantically and absurdly deranged. Look at see the proper way.
Good. So we're all agreed. We should return to the gold standard.
Oh, I didn't know anything about the gold standard, I'm afraid, but I do love little kittens. They're so soft and furry.
I wanted to make this video to talk about how I am a female who is completely against feminism. Now, everything I'm about to say, I'm not saying that all feminists are like this. But my main purpose of this whole video is that I don't believe that feminism is equal for every human being in any way possible. First off, for a feminist to sit there and say that a man is dirty is just completely fucking ridiculous. And if you're gonna sit there and say that a man is dirty, well, bitch, so are you. There's a huge difference between feminism and women's rights. I am a strong believer in women's rights, and there's plenty of men out there that believe in women's rights too. And it seems to me that to be a feminist, you have to be a female or a transgendered female. Plenty of men out there think that women should have the same rights as men do, and yet there's some feminists who think that women should have more rights than men. What makes a woman more powerful than a man, and what makes a woman more righteous than a man? I just don't get why females would even have to hate on men in the first place. Men are human beings too. There's a lot of feminists who say that they want to be treated as a human being. Well, guys should have the same right to be treated as a human being. I think people tend to forget that women can't really live without men. Okay, sure, they can live without having a boyfriend, but what about having kids? When you have a kid, are you going to expect your kid to be a female? Are you going to completely disown your son if you have a son? Horrible. What a horrible parent you would be if you disowned your son, your own kid, just because it isn't a girl. And sure, you don't want kids. Well, good. You shouldn't be having kids if that's the case. I believe that men and women should be treated equally and given the same amount of rights. That goes for gay people, black people, Muslims, Catholics, everyone. I don't think just women should be treated as more superior. Everybody should be treated as superiors. Just because you have a vagina doesn't make you fucking better than anybody else. Usually, I think of the stereotypical feminist to be a straight-up hoe. And if you admit to being a feminist that does all these things, I think you're just looking for an excuse to be a bitch. Because like I've been rambling this whole entire film, I think everybody should be treated equally. If you have a penis or a vagina, or whatever race you come from, or whatever background you come from. Don't you dare think that I don't stick up for gay rights. Don't you dare think that I think it's wrong to be transgendered. Because I look and treat everybody as an equal. And I think everybody has the right to choose their path. Sure, you can be a feminist, but it doesn't give you a right to treat other people like they're dirt. Especially men. And if you want to look at me for being a hater, how about you consider the fact that my mother is in a gay relationship? And I love her because she's my mom, and she has the right to choose. But of course, she doesn't treat other people like dirt. And yes, I have a dad too. I'm living in my dad's house. This is all his. My advice to you, as a feminist, is to look at yourself before you look at other people and try to say that you're more superior. Because if you're one of them feminists, nobody told you to not like men. And if you're a feminist because guys didn't treat you the right way, that is your damn problem. That is nobody else's. Nobody made you think that. And if it's because you haven't found a man that would treat you right, you haven't been looking hard enough. Because there's plenty of men out there that will treat you the way you want to be treated, but they don't even get a chance because of people like you. Like I said, nobody made you think the way you do. We were all put on this planet for a reason, both genders, all races, all religions, all shapes, all sizes, all the deformities we're born with. Life is what you make it. People are what you make it. Your life is what you make it. Why don't we start worrying about other people and stop worrying about yourself because you're fucking selfish? Why don't we worry about being treated equally? How about you treat other people like you want to be treated? If you want to be a princess, how about you treat everybody else like a princess? Maybe we'd all get along. Why should women be more superior? How about everybody be superior, no matter what you have? But honestly, if you'd like to comment on this, I opened up comments for everyone if you want to look down there. Because I've been on a lot of feminist YouTube channels, and they've disabled comments. Big fucking surprise. Well, guess what? When I say things, I take consequences. I take consequences for what I say and what I think. And if I don't like what somebody has to say, I don't have to say anything back. So go for it. Comment on this. Make a video response. Like it or not. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. But my opinion strictly is that everybody be treated equally. So go for it. That is my whole view on how I disagree with feminism.
Unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas.
CBeebies Bedtime Story. People are fucking nuts. This country is full of nitwits and assholes. You ever noticed that? Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, my goodness, right. Yes. Nitwits, assholes, fuck-ups, scumbags, jerk-offs, and dipshits. And they all vote. They all vote, yeah. In fact, sometimes you get the impression they're the only ones who vote. You can usually tell who's been doing the voting by looking at the fucking election returns. Man, it sure ain't me out there wasting my time with a meaningless activity like that. You know those people on the Jerry Springer show? Those are the average Americans. Oh, yeah, believe me, below average can't get on the show. Can't get on. Below average are sitting home watching that shit on TV. Getting ready to go out and vote. Filling out their sample ballot. People are fucking dumb. You can say what you want about this country, and I love this place. I love the freedoms we used to have. I love it. I love that. You know? I love it when it didn't take a fucking catastrophe to get us to care for one another. I love the fact that we're on camera all the time from all angles. But you know what? You can say what you want about America. And I say I love this place. I wouldn't have it any other way. Wouldn't live in any other time in history in any other place. But say what you want about America, land of the free, home of the brave. We got some dumbass motherfuckers floating around this country. Dumbass motherfuckers, you know? Yeah. Now, obviously, that doesn't include this audience. I understand that. You seem intelligent and perceptive, but the rest of them, holy jumping fucking shitballs. dumber than a second coat of paint. And this ain't just ranting and raving. This ain't just blowing off steam. I got a little evidence to support my claim. It just seems to me, that only a really low IQ population could have taken this beautiful continent, this magnificent American landscape that we inherited. Well, actually, we stole it from the Mexicans and the Indians, but hey, it was nice when we stole it. It looked pretty good. It was pristine. Paradise. Have you seen it lately? Have you taken a good look at it lately? It's fucking embarrassing. Only a nation of unenlightened half-wits could have taken this beautiful place and turned it into what it is today, a shopping mall. A big fucking shopping mall. You know that? That's all you got. That's all you've got here, folks. Mile after mile of mall after mall. Many, many malls. Major malls and mini malls. They put the mini malls in between the major malls. And in between the mini malls, they put the mini marts. And in between the mini marts, you got the car lots, gas stations, muffler shops, laundromats, cheap hotels, fast food joints, strip clubs, and dirty bookstores. America the Beautiful. One big transcontinental commercial cesspool. And how do the people feel about all this? How do the people feel about living in a coast-to-coast shopping mall? Well, they think it's just fucking dandy. They think it is cool as can be, because Americans love the mall. They love the mall. That's where they get to satisfy their two most prominent addictions at the same time. Shopping and eating. Millions of semi-conscious Americans day after day shuffling through the malls, shopping and eating, especially eating. Americans love to eat. They are fatally attracted to the slow death of fast food. Hot dogs, corn dogs, triple bacon cheeseburgers, deep fried butter dipped in pork fat and cheese whiz, mayonnaise soaked barbecued mozzarella patty melts. Americans will eat anything, if you were selling sautéed raccoon's assholes on a stick. Americans would buy them and eat them, especially if you dipped them in butter and put a little salsa on them. This country is big time, pig time. Forget the bald eagle. You know what the national emblem of this country ought to be? A big bowl of macaroni and cheese. A big bowl, because everything in this country is king size. King size, extra large, and super jumbo. Especially the fucking people. Have you seen some of the people in this country? Have you taken a good look at some of these big, fat motherfuckers walking around? Big, fat motherfuckers. Oh, my God. Huge piles of redundant protoplasm lumbering through the malls like a fleet of interstate buses. The people in this country are immense, massive bellies, monstrous thighs, and big, fat fucking asses. And if you stand there for a minute and you look at one of them, you begin to wonder, how does this woman take a shit? How does she shit? And even more frightening, how does she wipe her ass? Can she even locate her asshole? She must require assistance. Are paramedics trained in this field? And standing right next to her, of course, with a plate full of nachos and a mouthful of pie is her clueless fucking husband, Joe Sixpack. With his monstrous swollen beer belly hanging dangerously out over his belt buckle, this guy ain't seen his dick since the Nixon administration. And if you stand there and you look at the two of them, you begin to wonder to yourself, do these people fuck? Is this man actually capable of fucking this woman? It doesn't seem structurally possible that these two people could achieve penetration. Maybe they're in that Cirque du Soleil or something.
I was just discussing his day at work. Why don't you tell our daughter about it, honey?
Janie, today I quit my job. And then I told my boss to go fuck himself, and then I blackmailed him for almost $60,000. Pass the asparagus.
Your father seems to think this kind of behavior is something to be proud of.
And your mother seems to prefer that I go through life like a fucking prisoner while she keeps my dick in a mason jar under the sink.
How dare you speak to me that way in front of her? And I marvel that you can be so contemptuous of me on the same day that you lose your job.
I didn't lose it. It's not like, whoops, where'd my job go? I quit. Someone pass the asparagus.
Oh, and I want to thank you for putting me under the added pressure of being the sole sole breadwinner now.
I already have a job.
No, no, don't give a second thought as to who's going to pay the mortgage. We'll just leave it all up to Carolyn. You mean you're going to take care of everything now, Carolyn? Yes, I don't mind. I really don't. You mean everything? You don't mind having the sole responsibility? Your husband feels he can just quit his job and you don't...
Will someone please pass me the fucking asparagus?
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Shut up! I am sick and tired of being treated like I don't exist. You two do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, and I don't complain. All I want
is... Oh, you don't complain? Oh, please, excuse me. I must be psychotic then. If you don't complain, what is this? Yeah, let's bring in the laugh meter and see how loud it gets on that one. You don't complain.
Don't interrupt me, honey. And another thing. From now on, we're going to alternate our dinner music because, frankly, and I don't think I'm alone here, I'm really tired of this Lawrence Welk shit.
Call me unreliable, throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable, tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows, I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible, yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad.